What is going on, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, cats and dogs? It's another episode of The Skillet, a pro wrestling podcast. And we're all here in the Bowery, Ravens Bowery, right? Or there's a
Raven didn't own the Bowery.
The Raven, he did. I think he did. Scotty Flamingo did. I'm pretty sure he did. But we're all Scotty Riggs. Shout out to people from One Eye, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to
the flock that wasn't really a flock.
Shout out to Somas. All right. I'm your host, Rico Showtime, and we have everybody here. We have Mr. Tex Willison. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Rico?
What have you been up to?
Rico again. I don't understand. Did you not get your green card back?
WWE changed my name back to it. Oh. I was demoted from SmackDown to Superstars, which is not even a show anymore.
That sucks to me.
Mexican Superstars. So Superstars!
Yeah. Well, can we make this quick? I got a hot chick waiting, so.
Oh, really? Oh.
Lady of the night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, she can wait outside.
Yeah. She's used to it.
Did you get her a cheesesteak?
No.
Oh,
she's
see
outside
that.
With Mr. Chicken. I sprung for Mr. Chicken this time because it would still be before 7 o'clock.
It would be.
So.
That's not stereotypical at all. Speaking of stereotypical, Mr. Brown Simmons, how are you?
Damn! I mean...
Damn!
You're gonna sue.
Oh, okay. So last week, I had to do a lot of editing and post-production, because there's grease, and then there's, like, the grease from the bottom of the pan. That shit rose to the top. Some stuff had to be edited out.
I think they want the grease from the bottom.
Yeah, you gotta get nasty, man.
Gotta give them
nasty.
Some of the bottom of it.
Do some nasty.
Unfiltered.
So. We got stuff to go over today.
We do, but we got a friend here, guest on the show.
Sorry.
Introduce yourself, my friend.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Braden English. You don't know me. I am actually the twin fraternal brother of WWE, actually, technically, no longer a WWE superstar, a 205 Live commentator, Aiden English.
That's worse than getting demoted to superstar.
I know, right? Unfortunately, though, but, you know, that's what they tell me. You know, that's what I'm doing. But you know what? This whole entire one night in Milwaukee thing, I guess you guys didn't know this, but it's actually true. And I'm the star, along with Lana, in case you didn't know that.
Was it spelled backwards then?
Oh, you son of a bitch. I was going to do that. Damn it. I was waiting.
Be quicker than that.
Aha.
That's what she said.
That is what she said. Yes, sir.
So, it's big.
Thumbs and butt
Yes.
Hey, yo.
Is that a match?
Knuckle deep, yeah.
Is that an Extreme Rules match?
That's
tables, ladders, and bunghole plugs?
False count anywhere match.
Oh, shit.
It's definitely something you're not going to find on the network, that's for sure.
And not this network.
Nah.
Speaking of the network, we're going to kind of circle back to it.
Cancel my network.
You did not cancel your network.
I did cancel my network.
Did you really?
I told you I was going to cancel my network.
Well, it didn't work last
night.
That's
because he had to pay for that Mr. Chicken.
Yeah, that too. I told you I was going to cancel it if somebody did something. We'll talk about that later.
We will.
It's typically canceled.
We will. Before we get into the grease, I want to thank everybody for all your listens, your downloads, your subscriptions.
Fuckers.
Yeah, you motherfuckers. How dare you support us?
No, I was talking about the networks.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking about the listeners.
We love you guys.
Thanks for all the first and last time listeners.
Yeah.
We love you long time. Xylee.
Xylee.
Go now.
Back at store. Back at store. Xylee, back at store.
Trump will be proud.
So, all the listeners, the downloads, the subscribers, I want to thank you so much. If you guys, if it's your first time listening to the show, you can catch us anywhere your favorite podcasts are available, including iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher, your mama's ass, all those places.
You will be offended with those.
You will.
Yes. You will be
disclaimer by lots of hand sanitizer.
Yeah. You're going to want to take a shower after listening to this podcast.
And hand sanitizer.
In the hand sanitizer. If you want to check us out on the Twitter, we are at Pure Greasy Oil 1. So,
we had to change the damn Twitter
handle. We did. We had one Twitter follower, Reggie Willison. You never trust a man named Reggie.
Never trust him. I let him wash my car one time and it came back a different color. I don't know how he did it, but.
That's right.
I let a man named Reggie watch my wife one time and she came back pregnant. So I tell you, he's no right there.
But you were more mad about crumbs in your bed, right?
I was more mad about I had to pay for the soap.
Oh.
The fuck was that about?
Oh, shit.
Abortion's okay. Cheap.
Oh, oh my! Shit. Oh no! Oh dear God! We're gonna...
Shout out to DV.
Oh my God! Okay, let's talk about wrestling, guys. Oh my God!
Nothing like a long flight of stairs.
Oh no!
The coat hanger.
I was just gonna say that. This part brought to you by coat hangers.
Right.
Listen, there's nothing.
Find them at any Walmart, Target, Discount Drug Mart.
Pack 100 on sale at Walmart this weekend.
$9.99,
fellas. You're welcome.
Or you just go to the top, meet her at the top of the steps, and just play the Slinky song going all the way down.
Gene Snitsky approves.
Yes, it wasn't him. It wasn't his fault, and it's not our fault. But still, subscribe.
Reggie's fault.
It's yeah. Fuck Reggie. Fuck Reggie.
She did.
Oh, you're still mad about that.
Right?
Still mad about it.
Reggie.
So a lot of wrestling that happened this week. People did the wrestle. We had
Reggie apparently.
Reggie did it. Fuck. This is not the Reggie podcast.
Okay. Reggie didn't wrestle. Reggie did the nasty.
Reggie did the nasty.
Nasty wrestle.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck Reggie. All right.
The 2 out of 3 shots.
Oh, damn.
Oh. Didn't see that coming.
Literally.
Shit.
Oh. Mamma mia.
Shout out tomorrow, right there.
Shout out tomorrow. He's, I think he does follow the show, and he's going to unfollow us very, very quickly.
Very
fast.
So, a lot of wrestling this week. We had Clash of Champions. We had Raw and SmackDown, which Raw included the King of the Ring finals.
Bitches.
And then we had the debut of NXT on USA. So a whole lot to talk about. Also, real quick news here. I don't know if you guys checked this out, but AEW, they did announce the name of their weekly show. It is going to be Dynamite, so Wednesday Night Dynamite. I don't know. It doesn't really do a lot for me.
I hate to say it. It sounds really dusty.
Yeah, and I think they're going to go in for
that. I'm not mad at that part, but it doesn't fit.
You see Dusty.
If it was 1990s and Dusty was still doing, oh yeah, you can see Dusty. Come watch
I tell
Wednesday
you,
Night Dynamite.
It's going to be Wednesday Night Dynamite, baby.
Right.
Yeah, that's my best Dusty. I can't do it.
It wasn't.
I try to do Dusty around the house, and then my wife yells at me and tells me to move out.
That's because you keep wearing that damn polka dot onesie around. You gotta stop doing that.
There's nothing wrong with that. It brings out the blue in my eyes.
Damn one shoulder singlet. You tried to wear to work. You can't do that.
I get sent home. No titties at work. That's the rules. All right, so, Jesus Christ, we're literally 8 minutes in, and we haven't talked about anything.
So wrestling, right? Yeah. Wrestling.
On to wrestling.
Fuck Reggie.
All right. Clash of Champions. Let's start with Clash of Champions. That was Sunday. And what do you guys think overall? We'll kind of just jump in and out of some of the matches.
Cock was good.
Yeah? Cock?
Wait, what?
Cock? Yeah?
I will fucking punch you if you do that. You say that again. Don't you ever sit here and say...
Yeah, the cock was good?
And you too? The fuck is going on?
It's
Clash
actually,
of Champions.
It's pronounced it's pronounced cat.
No, but you no, not fucking abbreviate this pay per view and call it cock. I'm sorry, and I'm mad at myself even saying this shit. You will call that bitch Clash of Champions.
This is the exact response Willison wanted. All right, back to Clash of Champions. I knew that was going to happen.
Exactly.
Back to the Clash. Yeah, don't call it the Clash like they did in 89.
Oh yeah. So overall show, it's kind of like it's so mad right now. Look at him.
Stop. He's still thinking about Reggie.
He's supposed to be about Reggie. God.
Shit. All right.
Yeah, but overall, yeah, I'll get. Clash of Champions.
The Clash, yeah.
B+.
B+. Yeah.
I agree.
In what it is, it's normally kind of like a throwaway pay-per-view in years past because the whole gimmick is, let's get all the titles on the show. I 9 times out of 10, the title changes. If there are any, they really don't mean anything long-term.
Yeah. Some of these will, though.
Right. Some of them will. Yeah, that's why I think this year was a lot better than some of the other years. I'm a firm believer And I know, Brown, I know you, you're I just pointing at you and calling you Brown, the thing that's funny. Mr. Simmons. we've talked about this. I'm a firm believer that there's too many titles. You think there needs to be more titles.
Absolutely.
I'm in the middle.
In the middle.
And if you would be. The reason that I say that is because you got so many wrestlers. You need a light heavyweight title. You need a television title. Those are the only two that I want added. You give me those two, I'm good.
Would you, and here's, I like that. I think like the mid-card titles, add those. My problem is that maybe I'm just a little too old school. Like, someone's calling me. I don't know who that is. We're going to hang up. Or we're going to put him on the show. Who knows? Debt collector.
Oh, no. This is, everybody's getting the same.
Oh, wait. We're not allowed to talk about what it is, though. Yeah. Because we don't do this.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Anyways. So.
Go ahead.
Someone's phone. Get your phone.
It's the same.
It's picking up on the mic. This fucking show.
Edit it out. Shit.
No, I can't do that. We're not adding nothing out this week.
Oh, shit. Don't say that.
Let's go.
This part
is getting real grease. I got shit. I don't got time.
You got a gallon now.
Post-production is going to be a lightning quit this week. But I'm a firm believer that I do like the fact that television title, light heavyweight title. I don't mind like more mid-card titles. Like, I don't even mind the 24/7 title. I know it's silly. It's just a joke title. And
it is.
In WWE, they realize that. I just think that there needs to be one world champion, one women's champion for the quote-unquote main roster, and one set of tag team champions. And those three travel between Raw and SmackDown. Because I believe that if there's too many of those titles, then it kind of dilutes which one's better, which one means more. Is it WWE title or is it the Universal title? You know what I mean?
The problem with having just one title for both shows, or possibly all three shows now, is the fact that you have too many wrestlers. Yeah. And I think that's one of the biggest problems, because now when you have WWE signing like everybody that can stand up and do a moonsault.
Now
you're forced to have multiple storylines, way too many storylines, and then you have a guy that probably started off as like a jobber or like a mid-card, and he might not get to like the main title picture until about, I don't know, maybe like 2 years from now.
Okay.
And then you got Roman Reigns, who can easily be right back on top. It's like you gotta have enough titles to keep everybody at peace.
So do you think like, would it mean, what if by putting more mid-card titles, do you think that would work?
It gives relevancy to certain guys.
Yeah.
Like Finn Balor.
Finn would be a good like light heavyweight champion.
Yeah, you make him a light heavyweight title champion.
Junior heavyweight champion.
Know, and then you put like a TV title on somebody like Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
You know, somebody like that.
Like, I think it'd be cool. You know, you do usually make it the WWE Network Championship. Mm-hmm. Only defended on network shows. Like, so basically it's an NXT exclusive title. I don't know if they could really do that now because it's going to be on USA. But they have a lot of, maybe it's like a pay-per-view only title.
I don't see them doing that in particular, but like you said, the TV title. The only reason I stay in the middle of what we have right now is because of the separation that we do have. Everything that's separate, everything that's to its brand. I really just wish they would stop shitting on the Intercontinental and the U.S. belt, and actually use them as actual stepping stones or builds. Kind of like, and just be smart. They steal ideas from you all the fucking time. Steal fucking TNA idea. The U.S. champ can fucking relinquish the belt for an automatic title shot.
That's how it used to be.
New thing.
That was the old school NWA. If you were the U.S. champion, you were automatically the number one contender.
They did that for a while in the E too, back like when when Warrior was Intercontinental champ and stuff like that. They would do that.
Yeah.
But that's what they're doing. Like right now, who the fuck is the U.S. champ?
AJ.
Yeah,
AJ.
Yeah.
Who'd you get lost in the shuffle?
Exactly.
You know.
So AJ, you know, decides, okay, I want to go after the belt. He relinquishes the U.S. title. You have a fatal five way or whatever, something, you know, to crown a new champ, and then you run with a storyline with them for a little bit. You know,
Yeah, no, I can see that.
You gotta, the only way to make a lot of these titles relevant is by putting them on guys that matter. Now, that's no jab at AJ.
But, oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, if you put, like, the U.S. title on somebody like Orton, yeah. If you put the Intercontinental title back on Miz, and you turn Miz heel.
Like when Cena had it.
Yeah. You gotta put the titles on guys that matter, and then you gotta give them, like, relevant storylines.
And not to just completely go against what you're saying, I think at this point in time, putting it on a no-name would draw more, I think, just because it's been on all the big names for so long. You know what I'm saying? And it's just not paying any attention. Like, right now, if you were to take that U.S. belt, and if you were to fucking let Cedric Alexander win that belt, that shit would have skyrocketed just on the fact that they gave it to somebody different and someone with the athletic prowess.
Momentarily, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then that's why you get it off of him. You get it right back to a heel AJ because, yep. You know, he's with the thing. He's the heel.
Yeah.
He runs with it for another 2-3 months. Then Apollo shows up or, you know, I can't think of any other mid-carders. And that's the problem because, I don't know.
Andrade should have had
exactly. That. Andrade should have had
Andrade or Ali or...
Yeah, Ali
exactly.
Should have,
you know.
Yeah, Nakamura.
And so let's talk about the placement on this show. So we have two pre-show matches. We 9 times out of 10 we're going to get the Cruiserweight title. So we had Gulak defending against Humberto Carrillo and Lince Dorado. This is a good match. It's a fun match. Here's the thing. I think a lot of times, myself included, even though I did defend it for the longest time, kind of knocked 205. But they do put on really great matches.
Oh, the talent is there. Yeah. It's just they didn't put the effort into producing it.
Yeah.
And like putting it on, and we said this when we went to house shows ourselves, putting it on at fucking 10 o'clock at night is the stupidest idea you've ever had.
We went to a SmackDown where we watched like
the first 30 seconds of a Leo Rush match and then we left.
And we're like, alright, you gotta go? Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go home, yeah. But I think with the fact that they're moving them over to NXT, that'll help out a lot. But then we go to the next match, which is United States Championship. We got AJ and Cedric. It was a good match, and the fact that it was in Cedric's hometown, I thought that it would have been at least the show opener. You know, I think there's also like
hate black people,
except for Ahmed Johnson.
Vince is literally trying to bury Cedric Alexander.
Right.
I heard that.
Hasn't been on TV in months.
Yeah. Hmm?
Apollo hasn't been on TV in at least a month.
They put him on like that. What is it? Main event or whatever.
He hasn't been on TV in at least a month or two.
So, Apollo's been on Hulu for the last couple months.
Right.
So,
R-Truth is just. I'm sorry, R-Truth.
He loves the fuck about R-Truth.
He's a house boy right now.
Oh my god.
That's what you are. Because I mean, and I mean, you are hilarious.
I felt 5 letters coming from.
Yeah, it was, but I retracted it. I did, but I can't really be mad at Truth about it because Truth is freaking 50 years old.
Yes,
Truth is getting the check.
He is getting the check,
and he's hilarious while he's doing it. You know what I'm saying?
And he gets to hang out with Carmella.
I was going to say, it's cool. You make it hang out with Carmella for a little while.
Black man's dream, right there. Yeah. Nicely shaped white woman on your back.
Sorry, Corey.
And you get the shuck and jive and carry gold. Mm-hmm. And you get to say this, that, and duh.
Right.
Yeah.
Good old house brother.
Oh my god.
And you got that step and fetch it look.
So, Jesus.
When I do ball
with the dreads. Right.
Yeah.
24, 48 hour, 72 month.
I do this what Mrs. McMahon said, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Alright, yeah, so.
Enough about our roots. Our truth, excuse me.
Oh, shit. So you're February.
Anyways.
Tex approves.
So, AJ and Cedric, they put on a good match. AJ kind of. It's. I do see the burial because, like, AJ won.
And then they beat him up even more afterwards. It was
I thought there was going to be some kind of run-in.
Unless it was just
so
like filler.
Really burying Cedric? That's
what all the shit.
That's what everything is saying. But no one has a reason. It's like Vince just decided, what black guy am I going to hate this week?
Yep.
And Cedric was the only one around actually doing something.
Now, see, this is where...
Is Monty Brown still here?
Monty Brown!
Where's the guy that does the pounce?
I have it, true. But no, man, like, see, this is like, now, Siren, I understand Siren's disdain for Vince now.
Because, like,
she does not Cedric. Like Vince at all.
Everybody likes Cedric. That's the problem.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
everybody
likes Cedric. How do you fucking bury a guy that everyone loves and is probably, without a shadow of a doubt, one of the top five most talented wrestlers on your roster?
And you know what? Now that you point that out, that's probably why.
Because people like him.
He has this hard on for Baron. And
oh, we'll fucking get to that.
Everything. Every time Baron gets in the ring with Cedric freaking wrestles circles around him.
Yeah.
So when Baron beats him, it looks like this is some bullshit. Anybody you put him in the ring with, he wrestles circles around him. Except for, AJ, he's about par for the course with AJ.
But those are two.
When they actually are wrestling.
Those are two that, like, you would look forward to seeing that match. So, I mean, I hope they do more with it. I think he got a win on Monday.
He beat AJ.
He beat AJ Monday. I think he's going to be the one to take it off of him eventually. We'll see. It'll be Corbin. Oh, how mad would you be? He's not Corbin. Even talking. What about the Raw tag titles? Seth and Braun versus.
I'm not against them just throwing guys together.
That was so random, though.
It is, but, I mean...
It's two guys that kind of needed it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you put two randoms together to take the title off of two randoms.
You know who I want to see? I've been saying this for years. I want to see The Miz and Ziggler team up.
Team Cleveland?
No, just call them the Awesome Show-Offs, man.
They didn't get together?
Hell no, they're always fighting each other.
They're always fighting each other every time they come.
It's always vice versa. It's one of them's good and one of them's bad.
I can see that. That would be cool.
Well, I thought they were going to get together like a month or two ago when Ziggler was kind of like trying to like channel Miz's like inner heel.
And then they just turned around and started jumping.
Oh yeah, when they had the HBK angle for there from a bit.
They dropped the ball with that. And then they brought out Goldberg.
Yeah. Here's the thing. With this, the Seth and Braun having the tag team titles, that's just a vehicle in a storyline to get them.
It was clearly just a placeholder to get them to this.
And if I'm being honest, when I tuned in on Raw and Rude came out with the titles, and it's like I fucking forgot that they had just won the Raw tag team titles. And that's not a knock on the wrestlers or anything. It was a decent match. It's an uneventful division right now.
Yeah.
You know?
We're just trying to throw shit up against the wall.
Exactly.
Well, and here's the thing. Where the fuck are the Usos?
They're coming back to TV. I think they're going back to SmackDown.
Where the fuck are the Usos? They've been missing for 2 months.
Rehab.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rehab.
In the penitentiary.
Yeah. Well.
Refucking have.
Yeah. And now that you say rehab, I guess those last two times they didn't do shit to him. Remember, they put the belts right on him right after that first DUI.
They fucking did, didn't they?
Right, they said, fuck your DUI. We got to go with the plan. Yeah. And they did. The second time, didn't they have the belts when that shit happened? Or was it like right after they lost it or something?
I think it was like right after they lost it.
Yeah, that's that one. So I guess that they're paying for their... They're giving their penance at this point. Okay. That's why they're missing. Okay.
So don't call it paranoia. Call it the Betty Ford Clinic. Yeah. Moving on. Bayley defeated Charlotte, SmackDown Women's Title. Real quick match, right?
I liked it.
You liked it? Just
and the only reason I liked it is because
Bad Bitch Bayley
pulled a Flair move on her.
Oh Flair, yeah!
Pulled an old school Flair move on Flair and dipped like shit ain't happened. So that's how that's how you sum up that match.
Okay, here's I actually like Charlotte. I just prefer her as a heel. That's me. I just don't buy her as a good guy.
Which they're trying to make her like a they're trying to make her a Becky.
Yeah,
they're trying to make
her
not a heel, but not a face.
A tweener.
A tweener, right. Yeah, that tweener. Everybody loves, but she can still be bad. It's like, no, let her be the heel. But I think what they're going to do now is they're going to have her chasing Bayley for a while.
Yeah.
Bayley's going to keep running with this damn belt. And getting away with these matches until it's gonna be like three or four matches before they say, no DQ. If you get disqualified or you get counted out, you lose the belt.
Maybe at the end of the year, if they do TLC,
I can see that.
Could be a TLC match between the two.
I've been wanting this. I've been wanting a Bayley heel turn for so long, and all I want, listen, I don't care what she does, I just want her to come down to the ring. And I want those things to come out. I want her to be wearing a leather jacket. I want her to pop one of those things with a cigarette.
Yes.
A cigar.
Exactly. And it's when I want them to call her Triple B, Bad Bitch Bayley.
Never happened.
Yeah, that is.
I'm gonna call it that.
It's too much money in merch for her to even like make that turn. It's too much money in merch.
Yep.
Too much money in merch.
I want the wacky inflatable people to be wacky inflatable middle fingers. just going. No one can see what I'm doing, but.
Or make them all black. Or make them all. You know what I'm saying?
Like, make them
all black. Two men. You know what I'm saying? Versus the color friendly ones. Or just get rid of them all together.
Yeah, that's racially sensitive.
Get rid of them all together?
You don't make them all black, you ass.
Yeah. She's not gonna call them boy when she walks down the
you
ring.
Make them all white, and then you're really gonna have a problem.
Well, yeah, look like a Klan rally.
Exactly. So kick your poison.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right.
Shit. Oh, deal with the crew from Oz, or you deal with the Klan. What do you want?
Well, at least the crew from Oz will carry your groceries.
Oh my God.
No? Alright,
sorry. Shit. I want asshole Bailey. This was a really good one. Revival taking on the New Day, SmackDown tag titles. Night and Day, if you look at the two tag team title matches. This was great.
Oh, that wasn't racist either. Night and Day, skin color, Rivals, New Day. Really?
Oh, shit.
Really? Like white versus
you're
black.
Just,
Day versus night.
You picking up where Tex left off?
No, I was just saying it's like Night and Caucasian. Caucasian.
Caucasian.
Kick out!
This was an ice cream swirl. This was a swirl match with
the fucking Neapolitan tag team match in the night.
So the Revival won,
but it was really goddamn it! I can't.
That's all right. I'm going to keep this shit moving because this shit's going to
be. Let's just talk about the Revival.
Right. Revival won. The only problem I had with this match was the ending. It just really seemed disjointed.
With the whole submission thing?
Yeah.
That's what Graves even pointed out. He's like, what are you doing? You have the match won.
Yeah.
And I really thought, I'm like, they're going to fuck around. Like, Big E's going to come in
right.
and whoop everyone, then New Day. And here's the thing, I love New Day, but I think it's definitely time for the Revival to have a good run. Especially with teaming them with the Orton. That's a good thing.
New Day heel turn.
Yes.
I told the new guy this. I forgot his name, but I'm calling him the new guy.
New guy. Oh.
Yeah.
Braden,
sorry. That's what I told him. I said, that's the only thing that makes sense at this point is fucking they with Brock.
What, they like Heyman pays them off or some shit?
No, like Brock is in there beating the shit out of Kofi and then that makes you feel good, huh?
Fuck you.
And then Big E and Xavier come out of the crowd in jeans and black shirts and just beat the shit out of Brock.
Yeah.
And they just turn straight heel.
Oh, so all the New Day. Okay.
The whole New Day goes heel.
So then you got a face Brock chasing Kofi.
You just write Brock back off for another month or so.
Face Brock,
that doesn't
sound right. Yeah, Brock face turn doesn't work.
Yeah, you put him off TV until you get the title off of heel Kofi onto another face, and then you bring...
Well, let me ask you this random question.
But again, I don't know if I said this before you get your random question. Did I say this last week? Brock's winning the Rumble this year.
You did say that.
Okay. I just want to reiterate, that's my call for this
year. That's your call?
Because that's the only thing he hasn't actually won.
Got it.
So Brock wins the Rumble. This is how you get heel Brock back into Mania.
I'm smacking the table. It's coming up on the mic. God damn it.
Well, get a better table, god damn it. Tex pays too much money for this shit.
So turn around and Brock's off TV until Rumble comes in at 30 and wins the Rumble.
Right. I hope not 30 though. Hope he actually
just comes out.
I'd like to see him just throwing motherfuckers.
Oh, that'd be fucked up too.
That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be a weak ass Rumble if he comes out number one and is
just tossing people left and right.
So here, let me ask you this: who is the one? Like, serious question: who's the one wrestler on either one of the rosters, like an asshole heel, that you would like to that you can cheer Brock against, like
as a face, like if Brock was a face,
yeah,
nobody,
he doesn't have to be a face.
What about Corbin?
I was about to say Corbin would be the one.
Somehow Corbin gets the title.
Corbin would be the one on Raw.
God, that would make me sick.
I think I lose my subscription too.
And I say for like SmackDown, you fucking.
Oh, that would make me sick.
That's
what well, here's what I really thought they should have done. Remember when they did the where Brock cashed in on Seth, right?
Right.
So yeah, was it Stomping Grounds or whatever the fuck it was? Extreme Rules. I really think that Corbin should have won the title in that tag match, right? But Seth was whooping his ass, so then Seth doesn't get beat. And then you finally, you can have this whole accolade with Corbin. I was a Universal Champion. But Brock comes on there and fucking destroys him. That would have been, I think that would have been a way better scenario. That's months ago. It's not going, it doesn't matter at this point.
Remember that hard on that Vince has for ball hit Corbin. I'm surprised he let him take the Applebee's vest off, but.
He did.
I'm sorry, Friday's vest. TGI Friday's
vest. That's right. Vest. Let's move on here.
A little bit of a dig at good old John Moxley there, I think. With the tank top.
Do they not like each other? Is that a thing?
Or it's just Vince using
it's probably just it's just Vince. It's Vince's way of just, you know,
putting a vest on someone, a tank top or
WWE files copyright on tank tops.
He's gonna trademark it. Black tank top.
Yeah, black tank top. It's a damn good idea.
Next thing he's going to court with.
Mm-hmm. Sticking to the tag division. Women's tag division. Women's Tag Team Championship, we have Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross taking on Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
Sorry, it's pointless now.
Yep.
I think they're going to drop in the Bayley and Sasha.
I would like to have fun with Mandy's ass.
I would like to have fun with all of Mandy.
Ah.
And Bliss.
Yeah, it would.
I'd like to fix Sonya Deville.
Mr. Simmons does not like Alexa Bliss. Have you subsided a little bit on your negativity with?
I have softened. slightly when it comes to Bliss. I just, I don't know, man. It's like she's like the biggest.
I think it was because, and just you can correct me if I'm wrong. Sasha. It was because they were letting her get over Sasha.
That was
your hatred at the time.
Because I have a thing for Sasha. Like, I love Sasha. Yeah. But this little, like, half a bitch,
right?
Like, no, all shit aside, like, this little half a bitch, like, she come out of nowhere, like, she's shorter than The Weeknd, and she out here, like,
just beating bitches.
Yeah, like, you little.
Oh, no, it wasn't Sasha, it was Nia.
That's my second crush. Like, all jokes aside, like, that's my second crush in WWE. But you, like, seriously, you have, like, this little
quarter of a quarter the size of Nia.
I remember this.
I have a gym bag bigger than her.
Listen, I remember being at Raw. Alexa Bliss comes out. And anger, just pure anger.
Maggie.
Oh, I think I've seen that picture. So Bliss comes out, and Mr. Simmons just stands up, and he's just like, "Fuck you, bitch! Fuck you! Hey, over here! Fuck you, bitch!"
I remember that show. That poor kid in front of us didn't know what to do.
That's a different one. Oh. This is the one where we were, not we, y'all, were trying to holler at JoJo the whole night.
Hold on. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
I did not try to holler at JoJo.
I did.
I told JoJo I would eat her ass.
Tex was trying to move ringside.
I yelled.
And asked to give her the break.
I yelled from the seats where I was, and I told JoJo, "Let me eat your ass." Clearly.
Did you say, "Let me in"?
No.
I did.
I woke up. And then somebody behind me agreed. Yeah! Fuck that!
Oh, yeah, because then it got real uncomfortable. It got real uncomfortable.
And then, like, I had to sit down.
And the whole time, I'm sitting here, and to my left, Precious is trying to sit on my lap.
White Precious. Oh, no. I get it. It was a white Precious.
No, she was Precious, black. Yeah.
It was a black Precious?
She looked like, she looked like the African-American Bertha Faye.
Oh, man.
And we had seats that we could move, and I keep going to Simmons. I'm like, yo, move down, man.
Yeah, we
keep
moving.
Y'all keep moving down. This fucking lady's trying to sit.
We did move.
All shit aside.
It smells like Popeyes and sadness.
If he had not died, you would have thought King Mabel was sitting next to you.
Big Mo.
And then she looked over at Showtime and went, "You got a pretty mouth."
At that point, we decided to move down a little bit. We had to save Rico from himself.
And then I heard a whisper over to him, "Say, you mind if I lick that Sierra Miss off the bottom of your lip?"
I hate you all. This is the most uncomfortable wrestling event I've ever attended in my life.
It was. And then didn't Rico ask for her taco?
Yeah, not the one that
we said, will you please...
Said,
will you please stop dropping crumbs on my shoulder?
He said, I will put my own sour cream on your taco if you let me. El Grande.
Yo. Dear God. That was a scary...
All right. Scary. Next match.
Yeah, oh my God.
Nakamura.
Here's the disrespect you're getting with the Intercontinental Championship. I think this match was garbage.
Mandy Rose, I love you. Sorry.
Yeah. The match was terrible.
Yeah.
I think...
Miz is another one. I can't buy the Miz as a good guy.
No.
He's a heel.
No. He's a true heel.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But make him a heel. But the problem is roles reversed. Have any fucking faces. When you turn Shinsuke heel, you fucked him up completely.
You need to switch. If these roles were reversed, I probably would have loved the match a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't have had Sami Zayn. And I think that's
their point. Sami can go to NXT.
I agree.
He needs to go to NXT.
Sami needs to go back
to Canada?
UK. He needs to go to NXT UK and be the ginger lover.
The ginger lover? The ginger tickler? Sami Zayn?
The ginger tickler.
The ginger tickler.
I was going to
show you. Couch. He shows up to the ring in a red hoodie.
Oh my God, Nigel, look at it! It's the ginger tickler! Look out, Volta!
The lights go out in my ears. And then like an image of the shocker pops up on the screen.
God damn. Why are we not writing for WWE right now?
This whole entrance music is just Tickle Me Elmo sounds.
Oh my God.
And the shocker would just be like on his trunk. Right on his ass too.
Oh my God. Oh no, Nigel, he's hit him with his finisher. Here it comes, the heavy petting.
The heavy petting.
1, 2, 3.
The three finger tickle. That's three finger.
God. People are gonna die. Okay.
The triple tickle.
It's gonna take us forever.
The triple tickle.
Oh God.
The wonder from down under.
Jesus. Let's move on. Hey, you know, actually, Nakamura beat Miz. I can't remember how it happened.
Pointless next.
Yeah.
Sasha and Becky. No.
That was a match of the night.
Yeah, match of
it was, so. And it was a disqualification finish.
But match of the night.
I like the brawl at the end.
You told me that Sasha was not gonna win that.
I would bet everything.
Yeah, and then they had the Chronicle thing about her the night before. It's like, she's fucking winning. And it made sense. I mean, I wouldn't have been... I like Becky, but she's had a title since Mania. Baby, Sasha's hot, so she's going to come back here.
She's very hot.
She's hot.
She's very hot, yeah.
Sweaty. Oh, God.
Blue's my favorite color. I'm just going to throw it out there right now.
But,
Blue's my favorite color.
Blue.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw it out there.
I respect it.
Until the red emerges.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Now you just made it weird. So we have the Hell in the... They are going
to
fight in a rematch, Hell in the Cell. So that's kind of cool. Don't know what's going to happen in this one. I'd like to see Sasha win in Hell in the Cell. That'd be kind of cool. Get her and Becky.
Well, I think you have to.
I think, yeah. And you got to remember, too. You can't just let the wrestlers do what the fuck they want and then come back and give them the belt.
You talking
that's
about
the problem.
True.
To take your ball
the
and go home
that
thing.
She just took her ball and went home, worked it out or whatever with Vince, but there's no way you were just coming right back on TV and winning the belt in your first match back.
Yeah, I'm sure they had to orchestrate that.
Oh,
yeah. You know, yeah, put that in, make that.
Known to her, like, hey, yeah, you'll win it eventually.
You're going
to
take this L.
You're going to take a couple L. Exactly.
Yeah. She won. She won by DQ. That's the whole thing.
Well, but
it's still an L. You know.
I mean, if I know in WWE.
And he took the chair ass beat.
Yeah, right, so. Wins and losses, they don't really matter in WWE, but if you are keeping track, she hasn't been pinned or submitted since she's come back. So, there's that.
Yeah.
You can, if they're really trying to go by that.
And AEW says otherwise, but go ahead.
Yes. Kofi Kingston, Randy Orton, WWE Heavyweight title. This was good, and I
was surprised Kofi retained.
I was, and it was one of those, soon as Kofi retained, it's like, the whole Brock thing on SmackDown didn't surprise me. First thing I thought, he's dropping it to Brock.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody else.
Yep.
You know, unless they fuck around and turn Biggie heel and Biggie just starts mowing through people, but that's not going to happen.
Not right now.
No, too much merch going on.
I would be like, if they would have taken some time to really build up Andrade, that would have been a good feud. But soon as he pins Orton to the mat, which was a great match, great match, immediately it's like, all right, where's Brock?
Huge shout out to Orton for putting Kofi over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huge shout out.
It was a good match.
Huge shout out to Randy for being such the Twitter mastermind.
Oh yeah, he's been so good on Twitter.
Motherfucker. I'm sorry, I bow to that king. King Randy of Twitter.
Do you see him call out Bray about Sister Abigail?
Yes.
No.
Because
Sister Abigail's on the Funhouse. He's like, you mean to tell me we went through that whole damn House of Horrors match, and I burned it down, and she's still alive?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's funny because it's so out of character for Orton.
Yeah.
Right.
I like the tweet when Lance Storm was tweeting about Baron Corbin.
That's the one.
And he was like, the guy gets it, you know, he gets the art. And then somebody like tweeted at him again, he was like, I was heavily drunk.
I'm sorry, I apologize to my peers.
Yeah, I was heavily drunk when I tweeted that.
I like it. I mean, here's a match that surprised me. Rowan and Roman Reigns. I thought it was going to be like, oh, this match is going to
Roman.
Rowan and Roman. Eric Roman.
I said Eric Roman. Yeah, it's Eric Roman.
It's all right. Eric with a C.
That's Eric with a K.
It's Eric with an X.
It's like Jeffrey with a G.
Oh, fuck those guys.
It's like Madden listening to your name.
Hey, you know Jeffrey with a G? Change your name if you're listening right now.
I was like, there was an Instagram post. It's a Mexican friend of mine put up. It wasn't Rico. Mm. Said, if you're Mexican and you don't speak Spanish, you are the Taco Bell. I'm sorry, you are the Burger King taco. Mm. And I 100% agree.
Next show, I'm buying us all Burger King tacos to eat at this.
I will throw them at you fast.
Gonna waste my whole dollar?
Yeah.
Well, if we're going prospect, there's other tacos we can eat, but that's another
thing. Hiyo!
Oh.
No? Okay.
So,
no. I'm with you.
I agree.
Okay.
I
100%
agree. How's your lady of the night doing out there?
She'll be
okay?
She'll be fine. It's getting dark. She'll be alright.
Okay.
She's used to it. She's just mad she was out in the sun for so long. So, this match
she's
had... This match had... And I don't know about anybody else noticed. This match had a Heyman feel to it to me.
Oh yeah, it was nuts.
And not to say that it was a complete copy and paste, but it was damn near a copy and paste of Lashley and Braun.
I'd have to watch it back.
Except for the
because when I hear Lashley return, and Braun. Oh yeah, yeah, that was good.
For the shock return, but the whole remember the match ended was like last man standing or something. And Braun put him through the damn stage or something and came busting out the wall.
Oh, yeah. Corey Graves said, holy shit!
Yeah, that one.
That's a very scripted holy shit.
And blew up like the whole Titantron and nobody had 30-degree burns and Braun came strutting out the next week. Like,
No bandages.
Yeah, like none of that happened. I'm
invincible, bitch.
And then like Bobby came out there like with no SPF on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you forgot his oil.
Say, what the fuck, I'm doing this.
Where the fuck is Bobby been? Is he injured?
Yeah.
He is?
Like, where the fuck is Gender been?
He's injured.
He was injured.
I know Gender's injured.
Gender Ben?
I see. Rowan goes over Reigns, though. So that was actually pretty cool. You know? For all the people that talk shit about Roman Reigns and they hate Roman Reigns, he lost. Be happy. You know?
I think his booking to this point has been successful.
Roman?
Yeah. Just because you didn't throw him right back in the title picture.
You're protecting him and you're saving him from something bigger.
And that's what I'm fucking afraid of right now. That's the only thing I'm afraid of.
But if
him and Seth at WrestleMania.
No, him and Brock again.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I'm fucking worried about.
Get the fuck out of my house right now.
Don't blame me.
Don't speak that bullshit into the world.
But if Kofi loses this belt to Brock, it's going to be a long fucking Fox summer.
Nope. I see it now. WrestleMania.
No.
is Roman and The Rock at WrestleMania. Rock gives you one last match. He's going into the Hall of Fame next year. He announced his retirement subtly across Twitter and across the interweb. And I can see it now. Roman versus The Rock.
The only way I want this to happen is I want another Samoan Summit. Because the Samoan Summit with Samoa Joe.
Where the fuck is Joe? He's been missing since he lost his King of the Ring match.
He's been hurt, I guess.
But I could see
catering
Rock showing up, but I would rather see him.
Especially since they're going to SmackDown Fox. So you need all the star power.
Plant
the seeds now. He shows up after Brock wins the belt. Brock versus Rock at Mania.
What if this is where the Usos return and the Usos and Roman take out The Rock?
So they go heel?
Yeah, all three of them.
But here's the
thing,
though.
Too much merch and cancer merch on him right now.
Well, no, because...
What if Rock hasn't had any merch since the fight,
Roman fight shirts. So that's right. The last shirt he's had.
But he's really pushing this the Connor's Cure right now.
He did that shirt with the Undertaker.
And then it's about to be Breast Cancer Awareness Month next month.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can always
give him one of the Survivor Series.
What if you bring out Hollywood Rock? Bring Rock back as the heel. And he comes in for his 2003 Hollywood gimmick like he did against Stone Cold.
I like that.
I did like that.
Because I love that heel turn.
That's the problem, though. We'll like it.
Yeah.
True.
People will like it too much.
But you can't end up the heel into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
That's the only issue with that.
That's true. You're right.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I do like that, though. And I think you can definitely plant the seeds for that at SmackDown, the premiere. Seth Rollins, Braun Strowman, Universal title.
The
only good part about that match was the fact that Strowman jumped off the top rope, and I swear I thought he was going to kill Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to die, or he was going to kill himself
because he was falling.
That was fucking
straight Bam Bam Bigelow-esque.
You see a fucking Sid Vicious jump off, flying inside like that shit was sick.
This motherfucker jumped off like somebody offered him the Soul Stone,
right?
Some shit like that.
Hey, the fucking thing was, I was watching this on my phone at the time, and I threw my fucking phone in the air when I saw him on there, like literally jump. Like I thought he was up there, and I thought he was gonna be like, nah, and get down. This motherfucker jumped. I dropped my phone. Yeah. I threw my damn phone in there. I'm like, holy shit. And I'm like, this motherfucker jumped.
And he landed.
Yeah. And the fact that he fucking kicked out was just insane.
Yeah, you don't let that much man fall on you and then you don't kick out,
right? Yeah.
I did like Seth pulling out the pedigree. Just a nice little...
Yeah.
You know, like...
He had to do something different.
Yeah, he couldn't do like... shout out to Braun for taking the cane bump. For the pedigree with the knees, the cane bump. I did like the fact it was four stomps and a pedigree. So it's like you made it
still strong.
Yeah, you didn't make it so like Seth whooped his ass or anything like that.
It's not like he just took one F5 and got pinned.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
So can we agree or no that any chances of Braun getting a title are...
I think they're dashed at this point.
Okay, I thought so too.
Unless you repackage him, you like put him on... He's got to be a heel.
He's got to go to SmackDown. I'm sorry. He has
or he can be some muscle for the Fiend.
Oh.
That would be dope. I guess Braun...
He did. I'm going to cut you off. But when Bray keeps alluding to he forgives, but he never forgets.
Yeah.
It's something... And he's not alluding to Seth. I'm sorry. But I think it's something that he's alluding to with, like the former Wyatt family. So I would expect to see some shit pop off where...
And then you got Survivor Series coming up.
Yeah.
The dude that created Wyatt's mask.
Thomas Savini.
He said that we haven't seen anything yet, and he said we're going to see some additional people in masks.
I'm cool with that. I wouldn't mind that at all. What'd you think of The Fiend?
I love it.
The Fiend. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Before
we switch to The Fiend, try to change subject on me, Rico.
I did that on purpose.
I will revoke your card immediately.
My green card?
Text, don't play that shit. So anyway, I think Braun suffers from the fact that he's an over big man. Because he's an over big man, he technically doesn't need a belt.
No.
That's the problem. I think he will eventually get the belt, but it's going to be, unfortunately, in that Big Show scenario where it's down the line and you have nobody else to put it on right now.
Yeah, like the Mark Henry scenario. Exactly. He does have a belt. He has the Sandomania Battle Royal green whatever fucking belt that was from...
Or the hijab hand job?
Yeah.
Belt.
And good night.
Oh, we have to talk about Halloween. Halloween in the Sands that's happening at the end of the month.
Oh my god, they are doing that. What are they calling it? Is it,
Is Sands it, of Time or you, something?
You know it.
The Teabag and Baghdad?
Oh,
that's
my god.
It right there.
Ah! Mr. English is looking it up.
I do believe we might be getting Crown Jewel again.
Son of a bitch. Wow. Crown Jewel was so good last year.
Halloween Havoc.
I don't know if they can.
Sand Havoc. Halloween Sandstorm.
Halloween Allah.
Sand Spider. Of...
Now we're just reaching.
Imhotep. Halloween Imhotep.
Oh, Jesus. That's Egypt. It's Egypt. That's not even.
The Scorpion.
It's not even India.
Turns. Shit, I don't know.
Or Saudi Arabia.
Who fucking cares? It's all sand. There was supposed to be one called Sands of Time, wasn't it?
That's actually what they were going to call Crown Jewel the last time. It was going to be called Sands of Time. And then they changed it to Crown Jewel.
Because there's probably too many sand jockey jokes.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like there's not already. But... I don't know, it's going to be a throwaway show.
I'm going to say a name tentatively called Crown Jewel.
On Halloween, how do you not do fucking Halloween Havoc?
Fuck the Boo and Abu.
And good night!
Abu, yes. Abu!
We're done on that one.
Boo, Abu! WWE presents the Boo and Abu.
The Boo and Abu.
Abu.
I'm just so ready to see...
1607.
Yeah. I just hope they book my favorite superstar Mansoor for this
motherfucker. The kid went through all that shit and then he just disappeared.
He's on NXT. He was in the brawl last night.
Well, everybody was in the fucking brawl last night. I was in the brawl.
Y'all know they got a Mansoor t-shirt you can buy, right?
So Mansoor.
You could buy it to go with your gender shirt because you're the only motherfucker that bought a gender shirt. we were all on board and then we backed out and then he... And then Mr. Simmons bought himself a gender shirt.
I wore that bitch to Aladdin.
Did you get it for free?
Got a gyro.
You speak to Durka? Durka Durka.
Good God.
You like extra tiki sauce? You like extra tiki?
Thank you, my friend.
This motherfucker shows up to get a popcorn. They're like, the Sultan? He's the Sultan!
You speak like a language? 24 on pump 3.
Let me get the diamond in the rough special.
Oh, God. He showed up to the movies and said, I'm the modern day Maharaja. I demand the middle seat.
The goodbye in Dubai.
With extra Dubai.
That's the name of the show.
The goodbye in Dubai.
The goodbye in Dubai.
The goodbye in Dubai. Oh, shit. The goodbye in Dubai.
What were we even talking about?
I don't even remember anything. Yeah. Like, we lost every listener we had.
Yeah. Trump is proud.
We do have listeners in India too, so we're...
And that's some sensitive shit too, because it's like we get ready to go to war. This motherfucker just yelled out, I'm out! This motherfucker just yelled out.
They're gonna find my IP address. I'm getting on a plane in a couple days. Let's make sure I'm safe.
Wow.
Something happens, it's your fault.
Fuck.
Seriously.
The FBI is like right Texas dead right now. Everybody's voice is getting like de-scrambled.
Oh no.
But at least we didn't put up UFO videos online, so we're safe.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, let's move on. let's power through this fucking podcast. Monday Night Raw. Not a lot happened, but we got a King of the Ring.
Bitch.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
I wanna hear just Tex talk about it.
I was about to say, you don't want to hear what I gotta say.
You don't want to hear what Tex has to say. Texas okay. offended by the white man at this point.
Silver lining. It was a good match.
Well, it was... What's the next in a technical match sense, sure. But any fucking body but Corbin. And I think that's why they did it, because everybody wants anybody but fucking Corbin.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
That's why they did it.
Fuck you, Vince. Fuck you.
I think the WWE is really trying to make up for the mistake that they made with Muhammad Hussein. They realized how fucking over Muhammad Hussein was, and they failed to, like, push him to the top. So now it's like they have to push every fucking heel that everyone doesn't like to the top.
You can't really blame the E for Hussein. The fucking towers fell.
That happened. Sure. Well, no. That happened after. No. Hussein came in after. He debuted in 2005.
Okay, so my time
is... But it was just
it
like...
It was something that jumped off that was very Indian.
It was, I know exactly what it was. There was,
Was it the beheading video?
No, it was,
That one tried before.
The same day that they did this thing with The Undertaker, these guys in these masks, there was... Remember, SmackDown used to be pre-taped, right?
Yeah.
The day it was supposed to air, there was those London bombings, terrorist attacks. And WWE decided to still air it, and people lost, like, all their sponsors lost their shit, so they're like, you need to get this motherfucker off your TV, so then Undertaker killed him, basically.
Yeah.
So that's...
Because you're right, the dude was hot.
Yeah.
He brought Hogan in and the USA thing, he was hot.
The rumor is that he was supposed to beat Batista for the World Heavyweight title.
Yeah, I did see where they were supposed to put the title on.
So, like, and, like, that's some heat. You have, like, okay, let's say you got him beaten... You know, we're getting the Wayback Machine. We go, and you put the title on Hassan. You put, like, him in there with, like, a Batista at the time, in there with, like, Cena at the time, who was red hot, a Benoit, Guerrero, all those guys. Like, all Benoit jokes aside, you know, like, that would have been some cool shit. Him with Shawn Michaels, chasing him and Triple H, turned Triple H into a face at that point. There's a lot of things they could have done, but it was just poor timing, so that's all that happened with that.
So don't make us suffer through fucking Corbin shit.
Yeah, Corbin's worse. But they know that we don't like him. They know that he's a natural heel.
Yeah,
and they're going to keep going with him.
He is the honestly, he is probably the number one heel in there now, outside of Brock. Now that he's back,
it's your two main heels. It's
oozing.
It's Corbin and Shane. Those are your two main heels right now.
Sick of Shane.
Yeah, I think everyone's sick of Shane.
Because all the heels in NXT are cool heels.
True. Like,
Undisputed Era, if you want to call him Ciampa as a heel, depending on where he's at.
I'm surprised we didn't get him last night.
I think he's, Tripp said he's almost ready to come back.
Well, Twitter is not a doctor. So
I need a Ciampa versus Daniel Bryan match.
There you go.
Yeah, versus Beard.
And speaking of turns, you think we're getting looks like we got a Daniel Bryan face turn, possibly?
Yeah.
On SmackDown. I mean, it's okay. I want to see remember they made the whole Daniel Bryan's got a career-altering announcement, and they never said what it was?
Right.
That's the one thing I hate about WWE sometimes, and I love WWE, but when they just abandon shit, they'll be like, here's the fucking story that we're going to build to, and then, nah, fuck it.
Well, look at GTV.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wasn't Hornswoggle behind that?
That's what they came out with.
They made Hornswoggle. Now that you think about it, he was the fucking robotic general manager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was in control of, like, GTV.
He was,
He's their scapegoat.
Because GTV was supposed to be Goldust, right? It was Goldust TV. And then
GTV was probably one of the grimiest, best things.
But, like, the idea behind it, you know? The idea behind it, like this voyeur creep putting all these hidden cameras, and it's fucking Goldust. Like, you could have done so much with his character at that time,
you could have made it fucking Val Venus, to be honest.
That was another one, yeah. Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
But who wants a porn star as a heavyweight champ, apparently?
AEW?
Well, China made a porn one time, never mind.
One time in China.
Part 2, Electric Boogaloo. All right, so Raw and SmackDown. Raw was really good. SmackDown was okay. It wasn't
SmackDown more than Raw.
I I saw most of SmackDown because Raw was Monday Night Football, so kind of switch it back and forth. So Raw was, from what I watched back, I enjoyed it. But what I really wanted to talk about, and what I think what stole the show this week, was NXT last night. 100%. NXT made its debut on USA. It was kind of weird. They did like the split thing where like the first hour was on USA, and then the second hour was on WWE Network. I read that it's going to be...
A lot of people had issues, though.
Yeah, I was one of them. Something happened with everybody trying to switch over. I think a lot of people were trying to subscribe.
And that's the crazy thing. I think it was fucking planned, probably.
So people will go subscribe.
Exactly.
Because
they didn't expect the whole fucking server to crash while they were subscribing, but...
But, you know, that's good on WWE, because if that is the case, you know.
They got them for a month.
Yeah. But I tell you
is
what.
Is it free for a month right now?
Yeah, it's always free for a month. You know what? I've been a subscriber since day one. Where's my free fucking month? They should have, like, loyalty month or some shit like that.
Fuck you. They got you out of balls.
That's right. King got you, pal.
Grapefruits.
What I liked about this NXT... They did a little bit of changes aesthetically. They lit the ring up a little bit more. The entrance ramp was a little.
It didn't look like a porn set. That yeah, right.
It did.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Like a Brazzers.
Time out. Speaking of lighting.
Oh.
Did anybody else peep that they stole the NXT fucking lighting for Clash of Champions?
Yes.
I guess I didn't notice that.
All of the title matches.
Yeah.
They darkened
the
spotlight. Yep. I'm like, you sons of bitches stealing shit from Trips now. What the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm.
That was Vince.
Cockface.
We're back.
Okay.
All
right. We're back to cock again.
Sorry.
Cock of Champions.
Cock.
I'm out.
That's what it's going to be called next year. Cock of Champions.
Fucking out.
Oh, God. Okay, so NXT.
NXT, sorry.
They lit the ring up a little bit. The entrance, they kind of changed it up a little bit. I did hear...
They didn't do a ramp.
They didn't... It was like a teeny tiny ramp, you know?
It was like Fisher Price, my first ramp.
It was.
They probably changed it to get more people in there.
That's exactly what it is. They added some extra seats. This crowd was hot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they were ready. And I tell you what, they send the ladies out there for that Fatal 4-Way.
Mm.
They came out swinging.
That match was great.
Bianca Belair was killing it. Mia Yim. Io Shirai. Bad girl, Io Shirai. Candice LeRae was great, too. But I'm a big Mia Yim fan. And I really wish she would have gone over on Baszler. Bianca Belair. I read your texts, and I had to go shower after, so, sorry.
I'm sorry, I had to clean up.
You did.
Ruined a couple socks.
I know, I had to reboot my phone. Anyways.
I reminds me, I gotta go pick up some more lotion after this.
Oh, okay.
Almost 24 hours.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Mr. Chicken's still open, though.
Jesus. The rotator cuff surgery, so. But. I think, and a lot of people, and I know you were reading, a lot of people were really upset that new chick.
Candace?
No, from UK.
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley wasn't in the match.
Yeah, because they kind of dropped that story because the match ended with a DQ and she chased Shayna out. So it's like, oh, they're probably going to fight again, but nope, it's going to be Shayna and Candace in 2 weeks. They're doing that to go head-to-head with AEW, though.
I don't think I would have went with that match for that.
Unless... Here's the thing. Candice LeRae has a huge following.
Oh, she does.
On
she
the
does.
Indies,
I'm,
you
not,
know?
I'm not knocking that whatsoever. But I'm talking about for match quality, I really don't see her giving, outside of being the scrapper, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She'll get ragdolled.
I think this would be the week to insert Rhea in this match somehow at the next NXT next week.
Oh, make it like a triple threat.
And then make it a triple threat to go head to head.
I'm cool with that. Yeah, I like
all of the UK viewership too.
Exactly. Because they're kind of integrating. Well, here's the thing. Tony Storm lost the title too.
To who?
To Kaylee Ray. So
she is
no longer the NXT Women's Champion.
I didn't...
That was quick.
I know you guys don't really watch the UK.
She had it for like... 5-6 months, right? She had it since.
Was it that long?
She's had it for a while.
Yeah. Well, I forgot when the last UK takeover was.
Yeah.
It was, that was in January, wasn't it?
It was definitely, it was January, snowing
February,
out.
February, yeah.
Yeah. So,
but she's had it since then. But Toni Storm reminded me of, God rest her soul, the one that just died.
Ashley Mazzaro?
Yes.
Just because, like, the punk feel and all the rocker feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
What's that?
Now that's how I can see that.
Yeah. You know, Toni Storm's a great wrestler. And I think that she would fare real well against Shayna Baszler. I think they may have squared off in one of the Mae Young Classics. I'm not sure. But I would definitely like to see that. I her and Rhea Ripley, because they had to go with the DQ finish. I like the idea of putting her in there. Maybe they do something where they injure Candice or something like that, because she got another week. And then Regal comes out, and he's like, you know, we got another person for you to fight. You're not getting out of it.
I like my match better.
You want a triple threat?
I want a triple threat.
Do it have to be War Games? Because I just want to hear Regal go, War Games! It'll be a triple threat!
Well, they say
in War Games.
What about a fatal four way at War Games? Storm.
Oh, War Games is coming up too.
Oh yeah, that's coming.
Storm,
that's
Ripley, Candice, and Baszler.
Yeah, I can do that.
Just throw that.
But I think they're gonna do. From what I was reading, they're going, because that's why they did this big brawl at the end of the show last night.
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna be like an NXT UK versus NXT War Games at War Games.
Is that Marvel Civil War or some shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's my friend. So was I. Shut up, Walter.
And sing.
Great.
He's my friend, fam. Shut the fuck up, Angelo.
You don't deserve that shield. My dad's. It's Vince's. Triple H crawling across the floor.
Jesus Christ. We've gone off the rails.
Yeah.
So, I like what they did with NXT, mm-hmm. giving the opportunity to have a lot of people that were not featured, people like Aaliyah, Bianca Belair. Well, Bianca's been featured a lot. I know you're just like saying the name.
He just wants her in his mouth.
Right.
Yes.
Would you eat her hair?
Huh?
Would you eat her hair?
I would eat her all. All of her. Fuck, I'm going to stop at her hair for her.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, we need no disrespect, D'Angelo.
No, that's not D'Angelo, that's
No, all disrespect, motherfucker.
Dawkins.
No, what is Montez.
All serious aside, like Montez Ford, that's what you get.
Montez
is the chunky one, right?
No, D'Angelo's
the chunky one. DeMarcus Cousins looking motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Oh, yes. My God.
It's torn ACL.
I can't even see it now. Things a lot.
You put them two next to each other.
This is little brother.
It would be so easy for white folks to be like, hey, you guys all do look the same. The two motherfuckers together.
Oh, my God.
No? All right. But no, shout out to Montez Ford. You.
Yes, shout out to Montez Ford.
You, Cody Rhodes, and fucking...
Fuck a Cody Rhodes, still with all the fat ones.
Is it fucking Cody Rhodes?
Bray Wyatt with JoJo.
Yeah, motherfucker. Bray Wyatt, Cody, and fucking Sean Spears.
I was gonna say, yeah, I know you're gonna be mad at me.
Peyton Royce, yeah.
They just got married.
All I know is
hey, Drake Maverick with the one chick. I don't know if that's just storyline though.
No, that's his real life wife too.
Get the fuck out.
That really is his real life.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Wow. I don't know. Is she a real wrestler or is she just?
She is. She's a wrestler. Yeah.
She's a main wrestler.
Well, I had to like look her up. I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
She okay. Nice.
All I know is I'm one.
Drake Maverick, I will beat the fuck up. Like I fuck you. I can fight you. Yeah, I'll fight you. I swear up.
I'm just waiting for that one more DUI. For shit. Jey Uso. That's all.
Drake Maverick, we're coming for you.
Oh. Dog.
God damn it.
Miss Elizabeth back there trying to console him. Not Miss Elizabeth, Sherry.
It's the other
they
white
didn't
woman.
Hear, they didn't hear him. They didn't hear you. They didn't hear you.
She was proud of him.
I taught you well.
Good boy.
I taught you well.
Good boy.
Off camera, Colonel Robert Parker's just like,
uh-huh. And Michael Pierce Hayes was like, yes. Yes. We can all say it now.
We're going with this one, right, boss? No reshoot, right?
He said it.
No delay. No delay. Keep running.
He's like Jim Ross. The chair. The chair. The chair.
Yeah. All right.
Hell was wrong.
Women's Beta Format. I'm really trying to get the soundtrack.
So you're trying to get back on script?
Pete Dunne beat Arturo Ruiz.
Nobody.
What they're doing is they are now going to be integrating a lot of these. I don't want to say they were jobbers at the time, but like kind of like the enhancement talents. Mm-hmm. They were on like the Florida Loop. Yeah. Do you see they gave everybody t-shirts? I don't know if you went to the WWE shop.
I was going to bring that up.
They gave everybody fucking t-shirts. They're the worst t-shirts ever.
Did you see Luke Harper's tweet though?
No.
Everybody has gotten t-shirts.
Except for Luke Harper.
Luke Harper's been there 7 years, hasn't had a shirt.
He's never had one shirt.
He's had the dirty...
He had the Bludgeon Brothers shirt.
Yeah, they had Bludgeon Brothers shirt.
He hasn't had a shirt, is his point.
Has Rowan had his own shirt?
I think Rowan has his own
shirt.
Oh, he's got a shirt now?
He's got a shirt now.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense. Damn. You got, like, a fucking little... And it's so funny, somebody made fun of it.
And you're still fucking selling John Moxley shirts.
They are. They got, like, this one, like, fucking Kona Reeves. It literally is just a black t-shirt. It just says, Kona Reeves. $27.99, motherfuckers. Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking WWE.
Like,
$27.99.
I swear to God, go on the shop. It's like the worst fucking t-shirts.
I almost said the most like culturally inappropriate shit a second ago, and I'm glad I caught myself.
First hour, though, capped off with Roderick Strong taking the North American title from The Dream. And we had to check on good old Tex here. We're worried about
him. Fine. I just hope he's really he actually moves up
to the world title.
He needs to come up.
Yeah, he's getting called up.
Is it really being called up at this point, or is it just...
They're trying not to call it that. That's really what it still is.
You think he'll show... Do you want to see him and Cole go at it for the world title?
I don't.
You want him to come up to Raw or SmackDown?
I do. I want him to come up to the main roster.
Who do you want him to go against?
Because their main roster is lacking black culture. It is.
Raw.
I mean, if anything, that's more reason for him not to come up. Every black talent that comes up is always just like jobbed out. Like, honestly. True.
Except unless you're in the new there, the Usos.
But
yes, that's true.
You give him to Heyman. Let Heyman do what Heyman's been doing the last month.
So more or less.
Heyman will be right up there in the U.S. title picture like that.
Goddamn, you know what I want? Just because they both like have like... Just not gonna say weird personalities, but they're both eccentric. Is Dream versus Nakamura?
That would be weird.
That's why I want it.
That would be weird. The only reason it would be weird is because they got this whole Sami Zayn thing going on right now.
Yeah, it takes Sami out of the equation. But yeah.
But I don't think they will. And I've said this before and via text. Sami has the potential to be the next Bobby Heenan. If
he's a good talker.
You just keep him out the fucking ring. Yeah. Keep him out the ring. Let him do his talking job. Let him be a manager. Let him straight up be a manager.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the fact that he showed up on Tuesday with a fucking neck brace on from a chokeslam.
Yeah, I feel like
that. You know what I'm saying? That's straight Bobby Heenan.
That was good.
Shit. Weeks ago.
Right. That's some Bobby Heenan shit. Just to show up, Andre the Giant choked him, so he put the neck brace on.
Rewind. Because I was just thinking about SmackDown. Not SmackDown. Was it SmackDown? These are SmackDown or Raw. Rusev. This motherfucker came back ripped, man. Yeah, did you guys see this guy?
Yeah.
Like, you go look like his first profile picture. He looks completely different. This dude.
Like his MySpace picture.
Yeah, this motherfucker got in crazy shape. He got that porn stash going on. And apparently he's fucking Maria Kanellis. So.
If you let Carl Anderson tell it, who
has it? Right.
Boom. That's probably really the baby daddy.
Carl Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Harper.
Or Luke. New Japan and ROH.
Shit.
Have you seen Maria with all that ass back in New Japan?
Yeah, yeah. There's that.
You'd be fucking her too.
Yeah, everybody would. Take a number. Bring your own wet wipes.
We got to see some talent that was not normally featured. We got to see Vanessa Bourne and Leah taking on Xia Li.
She just wanted to yell that.
I did. That's all I wanted to do. Xia Li goes up.
Never mind. Sorry.
You need hot sauce? Xia Li, in the left corner.
Oh, I'm not going there with that one.
Xia Li.
I'm backing away slowly.
Xia Li.
That is not Simmons.
Xia Li is the hottest.
Mr. Simmons, come in. Mr. Simmons, come in. Be like, you come in here, you steal. I call the police. He's literally buying a pack of gum. What you steal? Xia Li.
You look a lot like you got a weapon in your shirt. That's dick.
Shit.
Ah,
shit.
Ah, choppy, choppy, pee pee.
Massage parlor in back. Massage parlor in back.
You got happy ending? Ah, Miss Andy go down there.
Sally! Shelly!
You can never.
Shelly!
I can't wait for Christmas. I'm buying everybody's ILE t-shirts.
Yum, yum.
Oh, sure fuck. Hey, what do you guys think about Imperium showing up on.
Edit that.
You liked it?
No, edit that.
I don't even hear it. I can't edit it, so it's happening.
Oh, shit.
Yum, yum sauce everywhere.
I love yum, yum sauce. Oh, that came out.
Imperium.
Wrong.
Oh, yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah.
Wipe your mouth.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
That's not yum yum.
Good night.
Leo Rush versus Odie Lurkin.
That was a match of the night. Match of the night out of hour two.
And I didn't know. Did anybody else witness that hate crime with Odie Lurkin just slapping around Leo Rush?
What did I say? The very first thing we watched the back. First thing, I'm like, oh, that's a hate crime.
Slapping the shit out of Leo Rush. Like, boy, I said no sugar in my grits.
And it's not...
No, make it again.
It's not... It doesn't help that he kind of looks like a skinhead Nazi, too. So.
Right. Like Laura Sullivan Light.
Like...
Sullivan Light.
That's another one that's going to show up soon. Mark my words.
Fuck Laura Sullivan.
I'm just telling you. He's going to show up on Fox. He's going to be on SmackDown.
Motherfucker.
Fox deals with shit like that.
Looks like fucking Rocksteady in fucking tights.
He's going to show up. He's going to be another Rumble participant.
Yeah, I see him in the Rumble. That,
Or, if you're fucking listening, he could be Bray's muscle if you're not going to put the band back together.
Possibly. We'll see.
Yeah.
You put him in all black tights, make him dye his beard black, and give him one of those masks.
Do it. What do you guys think about Dream, Dane and Riddle? This crazy
they put on
brawl work. Or whatever, you know.
They put on good work.
I'm a fan of Riddle.
Yeah,
we do like Riddle. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot that Dane was married to Nikki Cross. Did you guys know that?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I'm
she has a Killian Dane type body.
Can't say that I'm jealous of.
No.
Yeah, she's not my type. Not my type.
Not anybody's type.
Yeah.
Like she smells like sour work boots.
Like an extra wet leather jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Bret Hart hair.
Like old Burger King.
You said Bret Hart hair?
Good old Whopper boxes.
Yeah, found in the
I got a Whopper for dinner. It's right there, actually.
No, you don't have it in a box, though. Back in the day, it used to be in a box.
Oh, sad.
Bet your heartbeat doesn't look like Alexa Bliss's.
Why am I really trying to picture this right now? Oh, you son of a bitch. Can never go to Arby's.
Old, like an
Arby's
old,
right
old Arby's roast, like an old Arby's roast beef.
Turn right. Sideways.
Yeah.
He's gonna come. He's gonna pull an Arby's. Speaking of third person,
Arby's.
Tex wants the Nikki Cross special.
sir, well, we don't have that.
The hell you don't. Who's the loosest young lady in there?
I was looking at the picture.
Her name is Sabrina. Said, "Well, give me a Sabrina large. Turn it sideways. And pour milkshake on it. Make it look real.
Get your army sauce. Extra horseradish on it. Make it real for me.
And add some army sauce for the side effect.
And I want two potato cakes." In a Diet Coke.
And pucker your lips up when you serve it to me.
But anyway, he gets all nice. He's like, "Say, sweetie, do you got any more of those Tiffany's back there?"
Who's the nicest young lady back there? Candace? Give me an extra large Candace with whipped cream. That's a milkshake, bitch.
You're a Jamocha shake. Me a Jamocha. Ain't that the cashier's name, Jamocha?
Fried bitch.
Look at me! I'm the shift manager now!
Look me in my eyes when I eat this sandwich.
I promise this is a pro wrestling podcast.
Look at me!
Well, I think I think the show is it's probably over at this point, but
you can't edit that shit out. That shit gotta play. That shit has to play.
I want to thank everybody for all your listens, your downloads, and your subscriptions. Be sure to check us out at PureGreasyOil1 on Twitter.
Look at me.
Be sure to download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and all your favorite pro wrestling podcast outlets. It's probably going to be the last episode.
Look at me. I want some curly fries.
I want to thank
you. Extra Harvey sauce.
I want to thank Mr. English for joining us today. We might be back next week.
Mix my Arby's and horseradish together. Look at me.
Good night, everybody.